I believe our first ever podcast, this was the first thing we ever talked about, was why sports gambling should be legalized. We've done it every year since, and now I will turn it over to you for the 2016 version. Take it away.
Thank you. Yes, Tom, this is an annual rant. It will be something I'll never give up until it's fixed. It's probably the number one thing that annoys me about rules and regulations above just about anything is how sports betting and just gambling is viewed within the country. Let's just do a quick brief overview. Legal gambling in the United States right now. Horse tracks, lottery, keno, going to casinos to play roulette, blackjack and slot machines, and bingo. You can even wager on fantasy football and fantasy sports in most states. These are all perfectly legal forms of gambling. Meanwhile, sports betting and poker are illegal everywhere outside of the state of Nevada. And, you know, there's a couple small spots, East Coast. It's completely ridiculous for a number of different reasons. The argument against poker and sports betting is that they aren't games of skill, that you don't control the action. If that's true for that, then how are the other things legal? That drives me the most insane. But more than anything, for our 2016 rant, I don't want to talk about why I'm mad and blah, blah, blah. I just want to say what any listener should do. What people should be doing is, you know, signing up for, you know, online awareness and petitions and blah, 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 blah. But I don't think that's the truth. I want you to be proud that you gamble and tell people that you gamble and speak very educated when you do. Don't say, yeah, I had 100 on Bama and it came in. Yeah. Like, don't talk like that. Explain to them what's going on. Explain to them what you know. And we have to change how people view gambling in order to get it fixed. These old people who run this country are starting to phase out. You know, we're seeing it with medical marijuana and stuff like that.
Marijuana is the perfect analogy, I would say, where people are accepting it now because they're starting to see their neighbors and quote unquote normal people smoking marijuana. And it's not just these weird stoners.
Exactly. And also, in 2016, there are way more casinos than there ever have been. I mean, there was a time where it was Atlantic City and Las Vegas outside of a couple very small other casinos. Now, I think just about every state has casinos, and they're all over the place. If I would say, Tom, how many casinos are in Arizona? You'd go, well, I don't know. It's not Las Vegas. What do you got, one or two? I think there's like 15 to 20 or 25 casinos in the state of Arizona. Like, you would never guess that in a million years. So as, you know, gambling is just seen more as you drive by it and you meet people who work at casinos and just the culture of gambling becomes more normalized. It gives us an opportunity to get things regulated and more fair. I would love to have a sports book online regulated with, you know, accurate payout methods, accurate lines, no shady business. Poker, same thing. Track IP addresses. Make sure collusion isn't happening. Make sure people aren't playing on multiple accounts. We have the technology to, you know, ensure all these things happen on the internet. I can see why in 2002 and 2005, why they didn't want poker and gambling online legalized. I mean, it was the wild, wild west of the internet, but things are actually a little bit more under control. And I think we have the confidence to control technology at this point. So moral of the story is be proud that you're a gambler. Tell people you do it. Stick up for yourself. And don't sound like an asshole when you do. Know your shit. That's it. Keep on gambling. Dan out.
Let me ask you a couple questions. And for this purpose, of course, I agree with you. But for our purpose today, I'll play the role of the devil's advocate. The arguments you hear against it, first off, is the addiction argument that it ruins people's lives. People get addicted to gambling. They go overboard and they bet and lose their family fortune and destroy not only their life, but their family's life. How do you respond to that?
any person who's willing to lose all their money gambling is going to fuck their life up in some other way. If it's not this, it's going to be alcohol. If it's not alcohol, it's going to be drugs. If it's not drugs, it's going to be just being a crazy lunatic and losing your mind. It's going to be a prescription pain, whatever. People like that who can't control themselves are automatically going to fail in life. We need to stop policing and making sure everyone's got the same, you know, you got to make sure that this person doesn't lose their hard-earned money gambling. Let people make their own choices. If you want to go gamble all of it this week on taking Oregon State plus 36.5, go ahead and do it. Because if you're crazy enough to do that, then you're crazy enough to do a lot of other stuff in life that's going to mess you up way worse than sports betting.
Okay, and the second argument I always hear, I believe you sort of answered this in your original rant, but you hear politicians say, well, yes, sports gambling would bring in a lot of money, but we're an ethical, moral society, and this is not the way that we should be bringing in money by these sort of illicit methods. Same thing they say about marijuana.
Same thing they've been saying since, you know, the mid-1700s. We have all kinds of shit that we sell that's horrible for us. We got cigarettes. We got Philip Morris. We got Smith & Wesson guns. We got Jack Daniels. We're the only country in the entire world that shows pharmaceutical commercials on TV. People don't understand how crazy this country is run. It's all kickbacks. It's a lot of money involved, you know? And that point is just completely absurd because there's way, 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 way worse stuff out there.
All right, Dan, I think you convinced me.
Start gambling.